Hi, and welcome to the 41st episode of Leap. I'm your host, Laureen Henry, and I appreciate you joining me in this space. Listen, today I'm going to dedicate this episode to my mama, Karen Jackson, in Flora, Mississippi. Listen, the reason why I'm dedicating this episode to my mom, she called me and she said, "Baby, I really enjoyed whatever the episode was, but you failed to introduce yourself. I need you to introduce yourself every time." And I said, "Well, Mama, I think I introduced myself." She says, No, you didn't. And you also did it in another episode. So, hey, y'all, I'm Laureen Henry, the host of Leap. And thank you so much, Mama, for always supporting me, for loving me, and for caring enough to tell me about my episodes. So that leads into what I'm talking about today, being attentive to your people. Let me offer a word of prayer. Father in heaven, maker and creator of all things, I bless your name, Jesus. I thank you for another opportunity to be in this space. Thank you for every listener under the sound of my voice, God. I appreciate them. I ask, Lord, that you bless them abundantly as you do this episode and every other person who will come to it and listen, in Jesus' name. Amen. Being attentive to your people. First of all, what does it mean to be attentive? Well, the New Oxford American Dictionary's definition of attentive is paying close attention to something. Assiduously attending to the comfort or wishes of others. It's to be very polite or courteous. Being attentive. Now listen, when I say being attentive to your people, who are your people? Who's in your circle, your square, your triangle? Mine is probably more like a square. And for me, these are people who I could call and tell that I'm in jail. You see, if I should ever go to jail, God forbid, you can't call everybody. So the people that I consider in my square would be people who would love me, pray with me, and for me, rebuke me, and restore me. These are my people. My people also have a prayer life. Because I'm not calling anybody when I'm struggling that I can't be free with or be real with. Let's be attentive to the people who support us. These people carry our stuff without asking for anything in return. Let's not be a slap in the face by not caring, considering, and being attentive to them. We don't want to make our people feel like they are the only givers in the relationship. Remember, it's a relationship between two people. Both people should be givers as well as takers. Let us not confuse the temporary with the permanent. We must know our assignment. Some people are in our lives for a reason. Some are in our lives for a season. And others are covenant or permanent lifetime people. Let's not neglect our people. Let's consider them. Let's check on them. Let's see how they're doing. Let's make sure that we invest and that we pour into our people. Many times we have people in our lives who are quality people, and we overlook them and invest in people who don't give anything back, can't give anything back, and don't pour into us. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing, I mean nothing, wrong with that. because you know your assignment. However, do not overlook your people. Invest in those who invest in you. Pour into those who pour into you and be attentive. Yeah, they may be strong. They may look strong. They may not be complainers, but that is no reason to overlook them. See, the people in my circle, triangle, square, whatever it is, the people in my space, my nucleus, the ones who hold me together, they don't complain. I mean, when I tell you they don't complain at all. They praise the Lord through it all. They bless the Lord. All is well. But they're not complainers. Of the group, I'm the complainer. Because that's just the way I am. That's my makeup. So I'm usually going to say how I feel. Like if I'm feeling great and over the top, I'm great and over the top. But when I'm down, I'm low. And so you're going to know. Like you're going to know. But the people in my space don't complain. And so therefore, I must always be attentive and ask the hard questions. Now I say this to you, but don't be offended if nothing is said or all is well. Don't be offended, but also don't stop caring. Don't stop asking. Don't stop being attentive. It matters. Your people matter. Be attentive. Hey, thank you for listening to this episode. I appreciate you.